This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Anger, frustration, and sadness over the decision not to charge Kentucky police officers for Breonna Taylor's death has poured into America's streets. Protesters lashed out at a criminal justice system they say is stacked against black people. Violence seized the demonstrations in Taylor's hometown of Louisville as gunfire rang out Wednesday night and wounded two police officers. Activists, celebrities, and everyday Americans have been calling for charges since Taylor was shot multiple times by white officers who entered her home during a narcotics investigation in March. While the officers had no-knock warrant, State Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the investigation shows they announced themselves before entering. One officer was charged with wanton endangerment. South Korea on Thursday accused North Korea of firing at a South Korean government official and burning his body and urged the North to punish those responsible. The man was a government official who disappeared from a South Korean ship checking on a potential unauthorized fishing in waters where several inter-Korean naval skirmishes have occurred. The South Korean Defense Ministry said the missing official was on North Korean shores Tuesday afternoon. Still unclear how he ended up there. A huge study of a single-dose COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway as U.S. top officials seek to assure a skeptical public they can trust any shots the government ultimately approves. U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing for a fast decision, but Wednesday, the Food and Drug Administration's chief pledged to a Senate committee that the decisions will be based on science, not politics. Hopes are high that answers about at least one of several candidates could come by year's end. This is VOA News. There are now nearly 977,000 COVID-19 related deaths globally, with more than 31.8 million confirmed infections. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet decided Thursday to tighten Israel's coronavirus lockdown after he voiced alarm that a surge in infections was pushing the nation to the edge of the abyss, according to news site Ynet. Israel went back into lockdown its second during the pandemic on September 18th, but over the past week, the number of new infections and cases has reached nearly 7,000 a day. And a population of 9 million yearly straining resources at some hospitals. Aviation industry executives now say that airline passengers want visible plastic barriers in the cabin to reinstall confidence in flying during the pandemic, saying that they do not all trust industry assurances about high air quality on board. Other pandemic-related trends could include more private business class seating on narrow-body planes, adding touchless lavatory features and permanent conversions of passenger planes to freighters, according to a panel at the MRO Asia-Pacific Conference held online. Foreigners holding certain types of visas and residence permits will be permitted to return to China starting next week as the threat of coronavirus continues to recede there. The new regulation lifts a months-long blanket suspension covering most foreigners apart from diplomats and those in special circumstances. Beginning Monday, foreign nationals holding valid Chinese visas and residence permits for work, personal matters, and family reunions will be permitted to enter China without needing to apply for new visas. Those whose permits have expired can reapply. Returnees must undergo 2 weeks of quarantine and follow other anti-epidemic measures. Britain's top treasury official is preparing to announce new plans to hold workers hurt by the COVID-19 pandemic. Chancellor Rishi Sunak is expected to unveil an income support program Thursday, which the government would subsidize the wages of workers whose hours have been cut due to the pandemic. He's scheduled to announce his plans in a speech to the House of Commons around 11:45 BST. The plan would replace a furlough program, which is due to expire next month. Under that program, the government pays 80% of the wages of workers who were placed on leave. The Times of London reports the new wage program will be part of a larger package of measures to support the UK economy. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. And more.